Do you want to be made well? Seemed like the most unnecessary question Jesus could have asked. He was standing beside the pool of Bethesda talking to a crippled man who was unable to do anything to help himself. The question seemed like a silly one to ask, but the expression on the Lord's face was absolutely serious. Time seemed to stand still as he waited to see how the man would answer the question, "Do you want to be made well?" It was a Kairos moment. One of those times when what happened next was going to change everything in that man's life. And it is critical that we know what happened after the question, because the question that Jesus asked that crippled man is the same question the Lord is asking us all. Do you want to be well? Are you ready to be whole? What do you need the Lord to do for you? And the answer to that question is found at the pool of Bethesda. So let's look together at what God says to us in His Word. And the first thing you see is this. This man had a very real need. When Jesus asked him if he wanted to be well, it seemed as though the question were almost cruel. Can you imagine what it was like to be that man desperately sitting on the side of the pool as he had yesterday and last week and last month and last year and for years to come? How in the world do you ask that kind of question of a suffering person? After all, the Bible says the man had an infirmity for 38 years. Now I want you to take a minute and think about what that means. He had been crippled for a long, long time. But it had not always been that way. He still remembered the days when he could walk and run and dance like everybody around him. But almost 40 years had passed, and he had been forced, rather than taking care of himself, to depend upon other people who could take him where he needed to go and provide for him the sustenance for daily living. Every day, he and others around him sat and watched the waters in the pool of Bethesda, because the pool of Bethesda was a special place in those days. The Bible tells us that from time to time, an angel would come and stir the waters, and when he did, whoever was the first to enter the pool would be healed of whatever afflicted them. And every day, this man found himself in a company of desperate people, and every one of them were doing exactly the same thing. They were watching the water. They were not paying attention to one another. They didn't care what was going on in the city around them. All that mattered is what is happening in that pool. And from time to time, they would see the water begin to be stirred, and they would all begin to try to make their way toward the water to be the one who was healed. And every time, he was as determined as anybody, but as he desperately tried to drag himself forward, other people would always get there first. For 38 years. It was a helpless, hopeless situation. Without a doubt, his need was very, very real. But that's not all that the gospel tells us. The gospel also tells us this, and the power for healing was available. When Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be well, he wasn't asking a casual question. He wasn't saying, "Wouldn't it be nice if someday your legs began to work again? Maybe someday you can get up. Maybe someday you can take a few steps." Nor was he asking to see how the man might respond to that question. Let me just ask it and see what you have to tell me. Jesus was at that pool for one reason. He was the Lord. He was the King. And he had the power to make that man whole and strong again. This was no casual question. Not only was Christ able to heal, he was willing to heal. He wanted to make this man whole again. The question came out of a heart of compassion for a broken soul. And because he was Lord, Jesus knew everything about that man. He knew how he had gotten to be crippled to begin with. He recognized how many people had told this man, your affliction is because of your own sin or the sin of your parents. It's your fault that you are the way you are. Jesus knew about years of suffering and frustration as he tried to earn the right to be whole again. Jesus also saw the humiliation that 38 years can do to a person when the only thing you can do to survive is beg from other people in order to make it one more day. And most of all, Jesus understood how quickly a crippled body can turn someone from a person into a thing. You know, a thing nobody really notices. A thing people walk around rather than walking to. A thing you step over on your way to other places. The truth is, this man had become someone that most people never even noticed at all. And as Jesus looked upon this crippled man, he knew he could make him whole again. So the question was compelling. Do you want to be made well? Before he restored the man's body, Jesus began by working to restore his soul. Now, what do I mean by that? He asked him a very personal question. Do you want to be made well again? Is this something you want in your own life? By asking that question, Jesus gave him the gift of personal dignity. For all of those years, here's a man who is absolutely out of control of his own life. He couldn't take himself somewhere if somebody else didn't want to take him. He couldn't do something if somebody didn't help him. He was absolutely out of control. By asking that question, Jesus gave him the opportunity to control his own destiny. To choose for himself. Jesus gave him something that he needed more than the ability to walk. He gave him the priceless gift of personhood. He saw him not as a thing, but as a man. He talked to him and looked him right in the eye. And then he treated him like a man and let him choose whether or not he was going to let the Lord have his way in his life. It's your decision, Jesus said to him. The need was real. The power was there. The Lord was willing. All that was required was an act of faith. Jesus issued a simple command, rise, take up your bed, and walk. It was just that simple. No complicated ritual, no loud voices, no effort to make sure that everybody else was watching. Just a simple, direct command. If you want to be made well, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Would the man have the faith to obey? Now he truly had to respond. He could refuse to do what was required and remain right where he was. He could think, Jesus is just trying to trick me. This is a cruel thing that he's doing, and I know I can't get up, and I'm not going to try to get up this time. He could give in to doubt and be afraid to try. What if I do try to get up, and what if it doesn't work? What if I can't make it to my feet again? He could even get angry about this ridiculous idea. Or he could simply trust Jesus. He made his choice. The Bible says immediately the man was made well and took up his bed and walked. Without hesitation, he chose to put all of his trust in the Savior. And from that instant, he was made whole. Isn't that a great story? Aren't you glad you got up in time to hear it again this morning? It reveals the power and the compassion and the love of Jesus in the story of one man's life. But it is not simply one man's story. The miracle at Bethesda is a miracle for your life today as well. Because the Lord is asking you a question just as much as he asked that man so long ago. And his question to you is this: what do you need more than anything from Jesus Christ today? What do you need when you look at your heart and you recognize this is a place where I'm helpless to change anything? This is one of those places where I can't do anything about it. Where do you need Jesus to act? Question is not what do you want, it's what do you need? What is the biggest hole in your life this morning? It might be a physical need. It may be that you need help with a personal struggle. It may be a need that you have struggled with for years. Perhaps you're carrying guilt and conviction from something that happened a long time ago and you've never told anybody, but it's always been there and you need to bring it to Him. You may know that right now you're not living the way you're supposed to, but you want to change. What do you need more than anything from Christ Jesus? Often your greatest point of need comes at that place where the failures of your past and the fears of your future have paralyzed you in the present. And you need Him to set you free. It may be that you know that if you died tomorrow, you don't have the first clue where you would spend eternity. And you're paralyzed with dread. Maybe today you need forgiveness. Maybe today you need assurance. Maybe today you need promise. Maybe today you need hope. Maybe today you need guidance. I don't know what you need more than anything from the Lord. But I know that you need something. And I know that what you need can only come from Christ. So this is what the Lord wants you to know this morning as we think about that man. The Lord wants you to know that He is right here with you today. You don't have to wonder if He cares. You don't have to wonder if He's there. He is here. He wants you to know that He wants to bring healing and wholeness in your life. So many people are so concerned, you know, even if I went to the Lord, even if I shared my need, even if I brought it to Him, He's not going to do anything because I've fallen too far and I've sinned too deeply and I've made too many mistakes and it's been too long. He wants you to know that He wants to help you and He is the only one who can help you. And He will, if you put your trust completely in Him. So here's my question for you this morning. With whatever's going on in your life, with whatever struggles you may have, with whatever fears you're facing, with whatever it is that's causing you to struggle in your life, I simply want to ask you this. So are you willing to get up, take up your bed, and walk? Because if we're willing to get up and follow, He is more than willing to make us whole and lead us step by step for the rest of our lives and into eternity. Do we want to be well? This morning you may be here not a Christian. If you're not, then you need to know there's a Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves you and gave Himself for you, who desires not only to make you well right here and now, but who's ready to transform your soul and your eternity if you just trust Him as Savior. And maybe today that's a decision you need to make. Maybe you're here as a believer and the truth is you recognize there are things in my life that have been holding me back for a very, very long time. It may be something that happened in the past. It may be something I'm carrying with me in the present. It may be something that's paralyzing me when I think about the future. But whatever it may be, you know it's time for me to trust Him, to rise, take up my bed, and walk. Just a moment, we're going to have an invitation hymn. And in that time, if there's something you need to do, if you need to trust Christ, If you need to surrender something that's just really on your heart to Him, if you want to be part of what God's doing at First Baptist Church, we're going to stand and we're simply going to ask you to slip your hand up and say, "That's me." And in a moment when the service is over and our staff is gathering outside, we would love to talk with you and help you with that decision. Is there something you need to do? Let's stand. Let's sing. Have a closing prayer, a final song, and Dr. Hutchins is not here to help you this morning, so let me just remind you, let's kind of begin at the back and exiting, and then take your time. We'll be out on the lawn to greet you, and I am so glad to see such a good group gathered to worship this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have a weak spot where it comes to crippled people, because we're crippled people. And Lord, we thank you that you never leave us the way you are, but you make us the way we can be. So, Father, help us to trust you, to rise up, and to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.